Welcome to episode number 4 of the Guru Mojo Podcast. I'm your host, Kenny Jenkins, and it is my self-assigned duty to bring you all the tiny little bits and snippets of information that I have been all too happy to collect from under the layers of dust on my bookshelf and from the random corners of the internet. Welcome and thank you for tuning in. You know, I think I forgot to introduce myself on the last couple of podcasts. So, yes, I am your host, Kenny Jenkins, also known as Ken, Kenny J, Kenka Janky, depending on who you talk to, also known as Everybody,
a.k.a. Mr. Fancy Pants, a.k.a. Minister Silly Wampus, I kid you not,
a.k.a. Rudder Butter, a.k.a. Lotus Pie, a.k.a. KK Jangles.
All right. Hey, did you know there is now a new way you can support this podcast? You can become a patron over at patreon.com. That's patreon.com. Patreon.com is an amazing new community that allows creators of all types to be sponsored so that they can spend more time creating and blessing humanity with their talents. There's creators of all types. You got painters, writers, musicians, name it. There's additional content available for patrons from their sponsored creators. I'm offering things like early access to podcasts and guided meditations that you won't see on my website, as well as other special thank yous. Check it out at patreon.com/gurumojo. And thank you so much. And before we dive right in, I am very proud to announce that we have a new sponsor for the show. That's right, a new sponsor. And I am especially excited because I have been using this product for years and years, literally years and years. I have always told anybody who would listen that they should try it too. And without any further ado, I'd like to tell you all about the Guru Mojo Podcast's proud new sponsor, meditation. That's right, meditation itself has seen the value in what we do here at Guru Mojo and has reached out to us and asked to sponsor the show. And as you guys know, I don't have any sponsors on here unless I actually use the product. It's that simple. So here's the read. Are you feeling blue? Down in the dumps? Has hypertension got you flustered? Are you so stressed out by your cubicle job of being an astronaut, lion tamer, firefighter, acrobat, that you feel like you are constantly being pushed down into the ground by the impossibly heavy weight of the world on your shoulders? Maybe you're starting to realize that something is missing. Or maybe you just want to be a little happier. Well, fear no more, because I have the answer right here. And that answer is meditation. That's right, meditation. Meditation has been scientifically proven to be great at relieving stress and making people happier. It has been used for thousands of years by backwater shamans, devout monks, and pious priests of the highest order, just to name a few. And now, this ancient technology has been made available for everyone to enjoy. Side effects may include, but are not limited to, lowered blood pressure, reduced stress, slower aging, improved cardiovascular and immune health, as well as increased happiness. Some users report a sense of euphoria mingled with a radiant bliss state bordering on the sublime. And I'm happy to announce that if you act right now, we have an amazing offer just for the listeners of this podcast. Just use the promo code GURUMOJO and you will receive a lifetime membership good for unlimited free access to meditation for the rest of your life. No credit card needed. Let me say that again. That's free, unlimited access to meditation for the rest of your life, just for listeners of the Guru Mojo Podcast. That is a special offer. That means anywhere you are, anytime, you can just sit down and meditate. It's that simple. I'd like to give a heartfelt thanks to the kind people over at Meditation for reaching out and acknowledging the value of the good work we do here at the podcast, and for supporting us as a sponsor. Thank you. And now on with the show. Something I keep forgetting to mention is the meaning behind the name Guru Mojo. Well, to start, I like to consider guru, as I've heard it to mean simply spiritual friend. I love that. It doesn't have to mean master or teacher or someone who's better than you. And mojo, to me, is like an inner magical power that we all have. It's what makes us unique. If you've heard someone say, I've lost my mojo, then you kind of, you know what that means. It's a spark. It's the almost indescribable power that enables each of us to be a force in the world, and it comes from within us. It's something we tap into. So if you put that together, Guru Mojo is the idea that everyone can be your own guru. Tap into your own magical power to help yourself. It's like being your own magical spiritual friend. Yeah. And my role in all of this is to simply share the amazing tips and tricks, if you will, that I have found over the many years of studying and practicing to be helpful to me to be my own best self. So hopefully it won't take everybody else years and years of reading and searching, and I can just say, hey, check this out. Look what I found here. It's blowing my mind. See if it's helpful to you. So there's that. It was also the first good domain name that I could come up with that wasn't already taken. True story. All right. But moving right along, I have some podcast recommendations that I'd like to share. The first one is The James Altucher Show, episode number 326, Tony Robbins, promoting his new book, Unshakable. That's James Altucher, Altucher, James Altucher Show. Have I told you how into self-help I am? I'm always reading books and listening to podcasts. It's why I meditate. I believe that in order to make the world better, you have to make yourself better. It's my thing. It's kind of my thing. Big takeaway from this show was when James asked Tony, how could someone listening be something, or how can they achieve greatness? And Tony said, you have to forget the how. I'm just going to quote Tony here. He said, how is not as important as why or what. The way you create, if you have to ask yourself, how am I going to do it? Most people won't do it for the very reason you just said. I don't know how. Tony said, I don't know how to do any of this. What I did is I decided what. That's what a leader does. What am I going to do? What is the result I'm going to produce? More importantly, why? Because reasons come first and answers come second. If you come up with a big enough why, you can figure out how to do anything. You can figure out how if you figure out the what and the why. This is a very powerful episode. I encourage you all to check out the whole thing. Check it out. James Altucher Show, episode 326 with Tony Robbins. And dig into James's podcast. He has tons of great interviews, very inspirational stuff. Also, I've got a great moment to share from the Tim Ferriss Show, one of my favorite podcasts. And this episode is the Jack Kornfield episode from March 5th, 2018. One of the things I love about this interview, Jack is great. It reminds us to step back from our automatic lives and see the mystery that is our very existence. Something we should all try to do every day. Jack put it so well that I'm just going to quote him straight from the podcast. And I'm just jumping into the middle of the conversation here, but it's very clear. Jack says, whether it's right for somebody to use psychedelics or to use meditation, these are all invitations to step back and see the mystery of your life, because we tend to live in the daily minutiae and checking off of our lists. The checking off of our list of tasks that we have to do and completing them, or our work, or eating, or all the kind of things that make up a day. We go on automatic. And whether it's meditation or other spiritual disciplines, or for some people, it can also just be that you have a big blow to your life. Somebody close to them is dying, or they have some accident or something, and all of a sudden you step back and realize that life is uncertain the way I've been taking it, and it's not just checking off the list. This is a mystery. human incarnation, and what am I going to do with it? And wow, look at this, and how did I get into this body? And look at plants and trees and language, the air coming out of your mouth. You shape it in different ways, and it vibrates a little drum in the ear of someone else, and I can say Golden Gate Bridge, and they can envision it. And you start to realize that all of it is alive and made of consciousness. And then the whole sense of who you are and what matters begins to shift, and you start to realize that life is not just getting through those hoops, but it actually also can be a celebration of the heart, of something that you have to bring to the world, that you come out of life. It's amazing. I love Jack Kornfield. I read his book, Meditation for Beginners, years ago when I was just getting into meditation, and I recommend it for anyone just starting out. It also comes with audio guided meditations. Really great. One last thing that I'd like to touch on is the question, is meditation for me? Now, I think it's clear to anyone listening that I strongly believe that meditation is for everyone. And there's a good chance that if you're here with me now, you agree, but maybe not. I've heard so many people who say that they think meditation is great and they see the benefits of it, but it's not for them. So often people say, I could never meditate. I don't have the focus that it takes, or I have too many thoughts in my head, or my mind is just way too active, or all of the above. I just want to say to you that meditation is simply acknowledging all of those thoughts, simply observing them as they zoom in and out of your consciousness at a million miles an hour. Meditation is just sitting quietly while those thoughts go crazy without trying to stop them in any way. Just noticing that those thoughts are always happening, always there, and realizing that those thoughts are not who we are. They just happen. Just as we are not the clouds in the sky, those clouds in the sky are simply arising within your consciousness. We can't stop the clouds any more than we can stop our thoughts. We are aware of the clouds because we can see them. We're aware of our thoughts in the same way. Can't control the clouds, can't control your thoughts. And just as we are not the clouds, we are not our thoughts. They are simply arising within our consciousness. I'd like to close with one of my favorite quotes. It comes from the French philosopher Pierre Teilhard de Chardin. But I had to look that up to credit it. I heard it from the visionary artist, great, great woman, Alison Gray. And it's something that has always stuck with me. Here's the quote. We are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. So good. Thank you so much for sharing your time with me. I know it is precious. Namaste. Hey guys, before you go, I just wanted to ask you to subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or wherever it is that you get your podcast goodies. And if you feel so inclined, please consider leaving a review. It's a great way to support the podcast and will help other people find it too. Also, I've put together something I think will be very helpful. If you're anything like me, you know that a daily meditation practice can be life-changing. But actually meditating every day can be a challenge. I've put together a list of 8 practical tips with suggestions on how to cultivate a daily practice that you can actually stick to. If you head over to gurumojo.com, you'll see it at the top of the menu where it says, click here to get my article, 8 Tips for Maintaining a Daily Meditation Practice. Click that and just enter your email address and I'll send it right off to you. These are practical tips that I have found to be tremendously helpful as I had struggled for years trying to stick to a daily practice. That's at gurumojo.com, and it's right where you can't miss it. Also, be sure to follow me on Instagram as gurumojome, on facebook.com/gurumojo, and hit me up on Twitter at gurumojome, and just say hello. And for the good stuff, head on over to patreon.com/gurumojo and consider becoming a patron of this podcast. As a Patreon supporter, you'll receive early access to podcasts and guided meditations not available anywhere else, as well as some other goodies. And thank you. Thank you from the bottom of my heart to my current Patreon supporters. You make all of this possible and so much more. I can't thank you enough. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have a great week, everybody. I'll see you back next time. Namaste. Can't get janky, depending on who you talk to.
Error.